Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's the Hoot Ring is back. 7 till I'm Jim Blasingame. That's from the rock opera, Tommy. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. RSLmedia.com is his website. We're talking about the transformation of his career from CPA to entrepreneur to divesting himself of part of his business. I love telling these stories. I love hearing about real-life small business owners and how they made it. Rob, I never allow a successful entrepreneur on the show without making them tell us about their failures, because every one of us have them, and it always makes us feel better. You know, when I read biographies, I love reading biographies of great accomplished people. That's all. I don't read fiction. I read those kinds of things, And I love reading them because they always have their failures in them, and you learn not only what they learned from the failures, but makes you feel like you're not such a dummy, and you see that what came from the failure, the phoenix that rose from the ashes, right?
Absolutely, I recently blogged about this, which is on another website, my personal one, Levin. LEVIN411.com. So I remember back in 2008, which was hard enough as it was, the fall, or maybe it was even winter now, 2008.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well.
You know, you just didn't know what was going to happen. I remember, and I just blogged about this, I found not a diary entry, just some notes I made to myself. I found this the other day, and I wrote a blog about it. I remember within like a week, I had this discovered that at the time we were doing about $1 million a year in revenue, you know, still in that growth phase. And I remember that I discovered that a salesperson had forged about $100,000 worth of orders. That's 10% of the revenue. And I was in the middle of
raising
money.
So he told you he had the sale and he didn't?
Yeah, now ironically, she wasn't going to benefit from this, because the way I pay commissions out is I get paid, you get paid when I get paid.
Right.
So all she really did, because it took me a while to figure this out, all she did was she bought some time.
Bought some time before you fired her, right.
Mm-hmm. Right, she thought she was. Maybe because of the accounting background, I figured it out relatively quickly. So that happened, and then I had to go tell all of these potential investors that I was speaking with that my projections were off a little by 10%, which, you know, back then, it wasn't an easy time to raise money.
That was not a good
year
to disclose that kind of information.
Exactly. It never is, but that was particularly bad. That same week, I remember I had just came home. My family was traveling. I just came home from having a few whiskeys with our good friend in common, Norm Brodsky.
Oh yeah, Norm.
I get a letter from the IRS. This happened actually a couple weeks.
What a crappy day.
Yeah, I got a letter from the IRS that I owe $100,000. I guess $100,000 was my magic number.
Wow.
Then. Which, by the way, I didn't owe. And funny enough, because of my CPA background, I had that turned around very quickly. I didn't.
They
want
did.
That
they didn't let you
head.
Not owe them any money of getting their way of sending you the letter, though, did they? They didn't let
correct.
A detail like you didn't owe them deter them, did it?
Yeah. Well, they actually shouldn't have sent me the letter, because I
was right.
Speaking with. You know, they sent me a request for information. I gave them information. And then the lady couldn't get the agent couldn't get a hold of me for a week because I was on vacation, and she sent me the letter, which I really gave her a hard time about.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have sent me that letter.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting her all the information.
You were communicating,
anyway,
right? So go ahead.
Exactly. So but you don't. Even if I knew I was right, I had that over my head. I had all of this over my head. I didn't know if we were going to sell another page of advertisements for months because it was, you know, we had the financial market crash. And, you know, you just wonder, like, what are you going to do? I was living in Manhattan with a family.
Happened?
Well, I, you know, what happened is, I think what most entrepreneurs did, I the fraud issue, I dealt with the investors as soon as possible. I ended up raising the
straight
money.
Up.
We ended up in 2008 and 2009 growing each year, mm-hmm. which is unbelievable. But I, you pick yourself up.
Yep.
The first
story.
Thing I would say, dude.
That's
I
the
always
Phoenix
think,
story.
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked. Did I do something wrong? And I did in a way with the orders because I had let the
salesperson. But Rob, look how much stronger you are now because of all that. Even though that was a horrible thing to happen, it made you
nothing
stronger.
Nothing is going to faze me now.
Yeah. You can deal with anything.
That's only one.
What
story,
doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as they say. Hey, Rob.
It's very true.
Thanks for the great story, the great examples. Thanks for continuing to reinvent yourself, being a great example for us. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim.
RSLmedia.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his website, Rob Levin. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.